Well, really, anything out of my mouth doesn't start with finish with Andrei Pavlik. I'll be doing him and the game as his service. He was beyond spectacular. He was, I can't remember a game where I saw a goalie have to face that number of A-plus chances. And if he did, he never, ever kept him at zero for 59 minutes. So, good for him. He's played a lot of really strong games for us this year that hasn't got a lot of bounces. That being said, I'm not sure he was getting a lot of bounces tonight. I think he was just making saves. He was full value for just an incredible game by a goaltender.
Where did it turn for you guys? You had such a good start to the game, and then was it just that second period?
Again, Andrei Pavlik, I will answer every question that you have next week about what I think about this game. But anything that I say would distract people from our goaltender's performance, and I can't in good conscience let that happen. I mean, Andrei Pavlik had an incredible night, is the reason that we got 2 points, is the reason that we didn't get embarrassed, and we've been very fortunate to have two solid goaltending, but that was clearly just a special effort by a gifted man. It's really important that he got back feeling good, and maybe in some ways the best thing that could have happened, because we're not talking about anything else but that. I mean, that's how good that performance was. There's no gray area about how good he was, or should he have controlled that rebound on the 2-1 goal. No, I mean, he was just lights out spectacular and made a lot of, I mean, beyond the obvious great saves, he made just a tremendous number of really, really good saves. Good for him. He's earned a special night. As much as a 4-goal night for a player can be special, that was an extraordinary performance by our goalie.